What is the number one reason people fail to lose weight and get in shape for the long term? This is Chris with Iron Hero CrossFit, and this is our Iron Hero FitCast. So, the number one reason people fail to lose weight and get in shape for the long term, well, at least in my opinion, probably the number one reason, is the lack of a clear plan. Now, we could define this, the elements of what would constitute a plan. So first would be goals. Second is a workout plan. Third is nutrition. Fourth is a tracking plan. So let's hit these step by step. So first, goals. Upon first asking people when they first come in, they might come in and say, hey, I just want to lose weight. Okay. Have you thought about how much? Sometimes they say yes. Sometimes they say no. Sometimes they have a number that they had back in high school or college or something, and that's great. But you got to think about this acronym, this SMART acronym. And some of you probably heard this before. You might not have heard this before. But SMART is specific, measurable, achievable, or action-oriented, relevant to you and your life, and time-oriented. So S-M-A-R-T. So, for example, I want to lose weight. Well, the specific, the S in SMART, specific. How much weight? Are you talking 20 pounds? Are you talking 50 pounds? Also, side note, you can frame it differently. This is one that I just have a preference for. Instead of saying something like, I want to lose weight, say, I'm going to lose weight. Or instead of saying, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, say, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. It is a subtle difference, but there is definitely a difference. And there's a difference as far as your brain is concerned. Second, the M, measurable. So track weight on a weekly, biweekly, or even monthly basis, sometimes every 6 months, sometimes a quarter. Depends on what it is. Depends on your personality type and how details-oriented you might be and how much accountability you feel like you might need. It really depends. Some people measuring more frequently create problems for themselves. If someone has an obsessive type of personality, and this can especially be true when it comes to weight, because there's a lot of emotion connected to weight and to body fat and getting in shape. Sometimes that could be a really bad path to follow and go down. For other people, it is absolutely necessary to measure weekly or every other week or monthly. It really just boils down to how much accountability you need, whether you're accountable to someone else or not. But if you're measuring, it's hard to hide from measurements. A, achievable or action-oriented. I've heard it both ways. I tend to like something that's action-oriented, right? This is not theoretical stuff. We're talking about taking action steps. So say I'm just going to work out. Well, okay. Well, how often? How much time every time you work out? What type of workout? Are you doing anything with regard to your nutrition? What are you doing with regard to your nutrition? So rather than saying, hey, I'm just going to work out, you might say, I'm going to work out 3 times a week for 45 to 60 minutes each session. Could be 4 times a week for 30 minutes each session. You have to decide and then you execute on it. But at least that you have something tangible and something that you can check off as you go along. So as far as nutrition is concerned, you have to have a plan there too. I'm a fan of an 80-20 or a 90-10 type of rule. And the good part about that is that it's very actionable, operative. You have control of what's going on, and you can take ownership of it. Things just sort of don't happen to you, right? The R, it's relevant to your life. I've also heard realistic, but I like relevant. So why do you want to lose the weight? Why do you want to get in shape? What piece of your life will be improved, or pieces of your life will be improved as a byproduct of improving these things? For some people, it might be keeping up with their kids as they get older and more active and want to be involved in their life. And that's a very real, very emotional and tangible thing. For other people, it could be, I always had a goal to climb some mountain or to run a half marathon or to do a triathlon of some kind. And I think those are great goals. And that's something, again, that is emotionally tied to you and is relevant to your life. For others still, I have a family history of such and such a disease, or I want to stack the cards in my favor and stay away from something like that. The great part about that one is that, again, it's emotionally tied in. The T, so time frame, time oriented. What kind of time frame? This one can vary. You can do the math yourself, and I'm going to give you some averages to work with, but this is also a great opportunity to talk with a professional of some kind. So if you're talking dropping body fat per month, you're probably talking anywhere from 0.5% to 1% of body fat lost per month. If you're talking weight loss, it could be anywhere from 4 pounds to 8 pounds, maybe 1 to 2 pounds per week. If you're talking gaining muscle, this one's less frequent, but there are definitely people that are super skinny and want to put muscle on. You can go anywhere from 0.25 to 1 pound of 1 pound rather of muscle gain per month. You can math this stuff out, but understand that these averages are built on sustainable habits. You can certainly do these faster, but the faster does not mean better, and it does not necessarily mean over the long term, which is really, for me, where you can make the biggest impact for yourself rather than losing all the weight and then summer comes back around, you go back to the same habits and it all comes back. So the second piece, the workout plan. The challenge here is that Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and all these things, it's given easy access to people publishing whatever they want to publish. The flip side of that is you might know a neighbor or something that's doing some crazy workout program that they saw on Instagram. Maybe it works for them, but maybe they find themselves burnt out and injured and lacking results and motivation as a byproduct. You also don't just want to focus on cardio. Cardio is great and it's necessary and everybody needs it, but you need to add strength training into the whole thing. And no, you're not going to become bulky. Even if that was your goal, you're going to be hard pressed to become bulky and over muscular. After 25 plus years of lifting weights for me, nobody would look at me and say, dude, you're huge. Like, it's just not, that's not a thing. Doing too much too soon can be an issue. A lot of times, and especially New Year's resolutions or first of the month, or hey, I've started this new program and I want to get it done by such and such a date, say summertime, they'll start working out every single day. They'll start cutting nutrition, like their intake, their caloric intake. That's a recipe for burnout. That's a recipe for going in a very, very opposite direction very aggressively. On average, maybe 3 times a week or 4 times a week is plenty, but you can use soreness as your guide in that case. Having a good round starting point is important. I think 3 days a week is a good jumping off point. You can always adjust it from there, but I think 3 days a week is plenty. You can most days a week is probably a good starting point. As far as a nutrition plan is concerned, some people love tracking. If he listens to this, he'll know who I'm talking about, though I'm not going to name names. We have one individual at our gym that's tracked in MyFitnessPal for nearly 3,000 days. And kudos to you, man. That's something I can't even really fathom that. That's the better part of three years? Is that right? Well, that's a long time, whatever it is, math on the fly. But tracking really works for some people. Tracking can really put other people in a really bad place. So track food if it makes sense, but if it doesn't, make reasonably good choices most of the time. Make sure you have protein at every single meal. Make sure you're drinking water and eat your vegetables and proteins probably first. As far as fad diets go, and again, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all these things, all this stuff is out there and it works for some people and other people doesn't. And other people still, it puts them again in a really, really bad place. The important thing here is probably finding somebody who's reputable and knows what they're talking about and can really guide you there. I know some good ones. There are some really good coaches and trainers at our gym. Lastly, a tracking plan of some kind. We've kind of alluded to this in past podcasts, but log your workouts somewhere so you can see real tangible fitness improvements to add to your weight and body fat changes. If you want to do these things for a long period of time, namely for a big part of your life, if not your whole life, having progress somewhere, anywhere, everywhere is vital. Second, assess on a regular or semi-regular basis. Kind of alluded to this a little bit above. Some people can get away with weekly, some people every other week, some people still monthly or quarterly or whatever it is. But you need to consider this one piece. And this is something I think that people sometimes miss. While I'm not a believer in quote-unquote motivation being the thing, I think momentum and consistency matter a whole lot more. I think you need to aim for, if this is something that you struggle with, you need to aim for something, a timeline where you find that your motivation starts to fall off. So if you start something new and you notice around the 2 to 3 week mark, you're like, I don't want to do it anymore and I'm starting to miss workouts here and there. Well, maybe you measure every 2 weeks and you either get the information that you want, in which case that's motivating to continue down the path, or you get the information that you don't want, in which case it becomes problem solving time. Maybe that for some people that's a month, some people that's a quarter. But the point is, find where you feel like you start to fall off and set yourself times for measurements that roll around that time. So in short, set SMART goals, create a workout plan and stick to it, create some sort of nutrition plan and stick to it. I'm not an advocate of using the word diet because to me, diet suggests that you're taking things out. And while that might be true, really probably more important that you put all the good stuff in. And lastly, track all of the preceding things so that you know what you're doing, where you're at, and where you can put yourself, or when you can pat yourself on the back, rather, excuse me. And if you have any deeper questions, something more in depth, you can always email me at chris@ironherocrossfit.com. And you can also stop in the gym most of the time. And even if I'm not there, we've got a lot of great coaches to answer your questions too. See you soon.